It is 8:08 here on Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning, and let's start off with our first guest, Aileen Skates from Habitat for Humanity. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. A perfect day. Wow. I'm looking forward to it now.
It's probably a risky thing to say, but...
Hey, you know what? It's always a perfect day in North Platte,
there
right?
There you go.
Beautiful
I like
downtown
it.
North Platte.
I like it. Let's talk Habitat for Humanity, our monthly checkup, and you guys have an event coming up here a couple weeks away, a big one.
Yeah, it's sneaking up on us. On May 9th, over at Venue 304 at 5 o'clock, everybody should be gathering because we're going to have, we want to show you what our new ReStore is going to maybe look like.
Okay.
Kind of excited about that. We're dreaming big. We got a funky little building that we're going to turn into an awesome retail store. But we also have a couple other things that we're doing that night. We want to do a mural on one of those walls, and we want to do that to honor one of the greatest ambassadors that Habitat has, and that's Jimmy and Rosalind Carter. I mean, when you think Habitat, you think Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, you kind of think like the pictures of him still doing it.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know if he is now, but I know it was a...
Well, I have a great story that I have of Jimmy Carter. He was doing a blitz build in Memphis in July, and they were doing 150 houses.
Goodness.
Garth Brooks was there. Trisha Yearwood was there. The Property Brothers was there. And Garth tells this story about how he'd been up on the roof of a house putting on the shingles. I mean, it's just miserably hot and you're up on the roof doing shingles. So he comes down, takes a break, goes inside the house to get a drink of water. President Carter walks by, sees him sitting in there and looks in and says, "Need something to do, son?" No, sir. I'm on it. And he jumps up and gets back up on the roof. But he's a taskmaster, yeah. You know. But he's so passionate about our mission and the work that we do. And he's not afraid to tell people. He was there that day with a black eye.
Yeah.
Because he had fallen off his bike.
So
we want to do something to honor him in our resource. So we're going to do a mural. We're doing a mural contest. We want someone to design this mural for us, and we're selling some bricks that will be a part of that. So you can be a part of our ongoing legacy with Habitat for Humanity. This is our 25th year.
That's right.
In North Platte, and we're pretty darn proud of that. We've been building every single year, even through COVID.
How many years have you been with it?
Seven years.
Very good.
Yeah.
So this is Tuesday, May 9th at 5 p.m. at Venue 304. There'll be appetizers and a cash bar. You can buy a brick. You can, I suppose, get some. When do they have to have the mural in by?
So we're going to do all the announcement of that and you know, have this contest and everything. It's we're shooting for an opening of October for our ReStore.
Okay.
So they got all summer.
Okay. Very good.
But it's, we've got some pretty special guests that are coming. I don't know those out there in listener land. Remember Jill Claflin, who worked at the Telegraph. She was actually the one, she left here and went to work for Habitat and then came back and reached out to Keith Blackledge and said, you know, we really got to do this in North Platte. We really got to get a Habitat started. So she was the one who pushed Keith Blackledge, the old editor, into getting a Habitat started here. And so when we asked her, will you come back and speak at our anniversary event, she was thrilled to do so.
Very good.
So, and we've got a homeowner that's going to come in and talk about her experience. Everybody probably remembers the picture of Amy on the front page of the paper getting the keys to her house. She was fairly exuberant that day. But you love to see that. You love to see the gratitude and frankly, the relief after 400 hours of working on your house. When we hand you the keys, it's just like,
that's quite the accomplishment. I mean, feeling. I got to imagine that's a very accomplished feeling and a fulfilling feeling for her and everybody that helped.
Right. You know, you're a single mom. You got a full-time job. You got a child who's involved in things. And now you got to fit 400 hours to build a house into your schedule. And when you do that, man, you walk a little taller, I have to imagine.
I would think so. Yeah. Certainly when you're walking through that house,
yes,
I bet you do.
Yes, and, you know, she's very house proud, and she did a great job, and all of our partner families do. It's a lot. You know, they're doing homeowner education classes. They're building the house. They got to try to fit that in, and so she's going to come in and talk about her efforts. Jill will be there. We've got... We've got the mayor coming to do a special proclamation for us. So it's going to be a fun event. I'd love to see us just fill that room.
That's Tuesday, May 9th at 5 p.m. at Venue 304 for the North Platte Area Habitat for Humanity event there. And you are probably pretty heavy into construction season now, I would imagine.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we've got holes dug in the ground. We've got footings in. We've got the foundations going. We've got a house that we're finishing up on Miles. So We're going lots of different directions, and we've got three great partner families this year that are jumping in and already getting their hours. So
you have a house finishing? Does that mean you have a dedication coming for long? Or
well, yeah, I don't want to promise any dates, but yeah, because we were lagging behind, and that house was supposed to be completed last year. We've got some contractors who have been stepping up and helping us out, and we are so grateful. My gosh, I don't know that we would be as far along as we are now if we didn't have the guys from TL Sun come and do that slab for us, and the guys from Plex Home come and frame that up for us. Man, we're blessed.
Very good.
We're so blessed.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are involved in this organization, and probably way too many to thank when a house gets done.
Yeah, you can't even think of all the names, but there's a lot of balls in the air. It takes all of us pulling together. I mean, I even like to go over on insulation day, hang a little insulation, do a little painting. And everybody says, my insulation day, that's got to be the worst day because it's so sticky and itchy. But, you know, when you walk into that house in the morning and it's cool and, you know, it's pretty chilly in there. And by the end of the day, after you've hung all that insulation in there, it starts warming up and it really starts
homes
feeling
it.
Homey. You know, you can imagine a family being in there. And so, yeah, I love insulation day.
To me, carpet day would be the best, because carpet to me is what just like, to me, that makes a home. So, not blasting anybody that has hardwood floors. I do too in part of my house. But, you know, when you get carpet in there, that feels like, okay, now it's starting to turn into a real home.
And, you know, you're absolutely right. The problem that we have with that is a professional comes in and does the carpet.
Yeah, right.
But as soon as they're gone, we all walk in there and take our shoes off and walk around on the carpet. But you're right. There's certain things for everybody that really makes that house a home. Carpet for you, insulation. For me, I know that we have partner families that once the drywall is up, they're like, oh, I'm ready to move in.
Yeah. But it's time to start hanging stuff on the wall.
Let's start hanging some pictures. And, you know, for some people, it's when we get the kitchen cabinets in, because then they can think about, look at my countertops. And, you know, this is where my toaster will be. And this is where I can make bread. And so it's something different for everybody. When we get the paint up, a home is different for everybody.
Absolutely.
Too. And that's what we're doing, making homes.
And if you want to be a part of Habitat for Humanity as a volunteer, what great way to kind of learn a little bit more Tuesday, May 9th at 5 p.m.
Yeah, come on out. Just, you know, even if you're just a teensy bit curious, come on out. There's something for everybody.
And you know, I'm sure there's a million people out there that would say, I don't have time right now. And if that's the case, that's probably okay. But you might in a couple of years. So go plant the seed of that charitable help.
And here's the deal. If you don't have time to come and swing a hammer or yield a paintbrush, I absolutely get it. That's a huge time commitment. But we also need ways to pay for that paint and the nails and stuff. So, you know, you could donate a couple of bucks or provide lunch to our volunteers on our big build days where, you know, they work up quite an appetite over there.
That's
so,
right.
So there's a lot of ways to get involved with Habitat. It's not just the building. There's a lot of things. You can join our board, be on one of our committees, attend an event, you know. So there's a lot of ways to get involved.
Well, attend an event Tuesday, May 9th at 5 p.m. Venue 304. Daylene, anything else you want to mention?
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys letting us come in every month and share the good news of Habitat.